At the recent Cattlemen's Day here at Kansas State University, a longtime and revered expert in agricultural policy was asked to visit about what else ag policy under the new Trump administration, and aligned with that, the potential look of the 2018 Farm Bill as it starts to take shape. K-State Agricultural Economics Professor Emeritus Barry Flinchbaugh offered those comments. And this week, he sat down with the K-State Radio Network's Richard Baker to recap those talking points, starting with his assessment of the Farm Bill deliberations and how well the current Farm Bill has fared.
It is certainly a workable law. It's helped farmers. It was passed during a time period when we had record farm income. And, of course, its farm income has dropped significantly since then. But they had to make a five-year decision because it was a five-year bill. And the relative prices have changed since then. That's one of the problems with it. And one of the things we'll look at when we do the 18 bill, we will perhaps break it up so that they would only have to make like a two- or three-year decision. I don't see any big move to overhaul the bill or the current law, kind of tweak it. We have some problems with the revenue package as you move from county to county because it's a county-based program. We need to change the statistical base so that we don't have that problem. But relatively speaking, it's worked. Farmers are happy with it. The Congress certainly is not interested in major changes, and I would doubt that the new secretary is either. So we're debating it at the right time. I'd much rather debate a farm bill when farm income is low than when it's high. So the real issue will get down to how much money is in it. And we'll see when the president comes up with his new budget how much he cuts the Department of Agriculture. We've tried to explain to him that he shouldn't cut it, but we'll see.
So what's a new Secretary of Agriculture and a new administration going to do to agriculture?
Well, you know, I have been predicting ag policy for 50 years. And I have very good memory of when I was right. I forget when I was wrong, but that's the way it is. I don't ever remember anything like what's going on now, and predicting now is very difficult. If you don't agree with the president, wait till morning. He may change his mind overnight. He had a farm team during the campaign. Several of my students, former students, were on it. He was very friendly towards that farm team and certainly showed an interest. It's taken forever to get a new secretary, and there's nobody in the White House that has an ag background and can whisper in his ear that he ought to think of agriculture. That's going to change pretty quickly. The new secretary's paperwork is finally cleared, and so the Senate will hold hearings perhaps as early as next week. The new secretary certainly comes from a deep understanding of agriculture. Former governor of Georgia comes from cotton country, but not a cotton farmer. He's been in the grain business. He's been on the board of directors of the National Grain and Feed Association, etc. He's got a long pedigree, and he's quite affable, so. And he has a unique opportunity because there's always the proverbial contest during a farm bill debate between southern commodities and northern commodities, cotton, rice and peanuts versus wheat, feed, grains, and oilseeds. The new secretary coming from cotton country but in the grain business should be able to pull us together. And we've certainly got a big fight on our hands as far as trade policy is concerned. And the new secretary, hopefully, can pull that together. And the new trade representative is a former Dole staffer. So we're going to have some influence once we get the people in place. And hopefully we can change the president's mind on some of these trade issues. As far as the Farm Bill is concerned, I think the Trump administration will be pretty supportive of what we want to do. And certainly they're going to be helpful in terms of some deregulation. Agriculture's clearly overregulated. Now, we have a tendency to overregulate, and then we go after it, and then we underregulate. It's hard to find a happy medium. I think the new secretary, having been a governor, understands compromise and understands how you get some of this stuff done. Another issue is immigration. I think the administration understands that what agriculture needs is a permanent legal immigrant workforce. Seasonal doesn't work, especially in the livestock industry. You got to milk those cows every day, and half the cows in this country, it's estimated, are milked by illegals. I'm not talking citizenship, but you got to make them legal. Now, the president said when he talked to the Congress the other day that he wanted a merit-based immigration system. Well, that kind of worries me. I'm not so sure what that means. Does he mean a highly educated immigration policy? We need immigrants that will work and do the hard work in agriculture. They don't need a college degree. A technical degree would be fine, but they need a strong work ethic. And so that term merit-based kind of put up a flag. What's that mean towards solving the immigration problem on the farm? But again, through that farm team that worked during the campaign, there seems to be an understanding of what agriculture needs as far as immigration is concerned. And Trump's representative that ran that certainly understands it.
K-State Agricultural Policy Specialist Emeritus Barry Finchbaugh, talking there with the K-State Radio Network's Richard Baker.